start your day the Torahway in Northwest London, Wednesday, 3rd of Shvat, 25th of January, Rabbi Shlomo Gestetner, Shlita, The Secret of Shvat. This week's Torahway has been sponsored jointly by family Brody Lechwood, the simple concern of Yael Brody and Chaim Arya Goldschmidt. Taking place today, Abel Simontov Madeltov, Yitzhak Shivna Bais Neman Bisrael Hashem Lesilo, and also by family Dudi Rosenberg in fond memory of his father, Rav Hershel Rosenberg, Zichron Levrocha, Rabbi Yitzchok Tzvi Ben Nachum Moshe Meir on his 28th Yahrzeit tomorrow.
Today's Gimel Shvat, for me personally, it's my father's Yahrzeit today. Sim Gestetner. So the Divrei Torah today should be L'schusei L'ili Nishmasei Rav Nusan Ben Rav Luzer So I want to share today a Shtukl Torah from the Bnei Yisachar. Familiar with Bnei Yisachar, he goes through each Chodesh, telling us what the meaning is, Pshat, Remesh, Drush, Sod. He goes through Pardes. So generally we know, for example, Rosh Hashanah is Din, Mishpat. By the way, there's more copies there if anyone wants. It's Din of Mishpat. So we know the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is Cheshbon HaNefesh. It's Din. Comes Pesach. It's Cheirus, Geula. Shvat. What is Shvat? You have Tu B'Shvat, you mentioned. But what's Shvat? So Bnei Yisachar brings down the Sefer Yetzirah. We're all familiar that every Chodesh has a particular letter. Has a Chodesh Shvat is the tzadi, the tzadik, has a chush, that's the taste, the eyes, the seeing, the hearing, whatever it may be, has a chush, has a shevet. Chodesh Shvat has a particular shevet, but it also has, as he brings from the Sefer Yetzirah, it has a mazel, which in English we call the zodiac sign. So what is the mazel of Shvat? He brings down, you have it in the first Makor from the Sefer Yetzirah, Perek Hei. The mazel of Shvat is the Dili. What's a Dili? A bucket, a jug, a receptacle. In English we call it Aquarius. I don't know what language, Greek, right? Aquarius. So we have a jug, a Dili. So Bnei Yisachar brings down from the Kadmonim that the mazel of Yisrael, of Yidden, is the mazel of Shvat, is the Dili. What is our mazel? A mazel is a Dili, a jug, a receptacle. So of course everyone's thinking of the question, what do you mean? Yidden, Bnei Yisrael have a mazel? The Gemara in Shabbos ain't mazel Yisrael. We don't have a mazel. So the Bnei Yisachar says, no, the embassy is betulda. Our nature is that we do have a mazel. Naturally we have a mazel. And a mazel is the dli, is the jug, is a bucket. So what does it mean, ein mazel Yisrael? The ein mazel Yisrael is that when we are involved and dedicated to Torah, our dedication to Torah is mahapech, the mazel, chas v'sholem, is l'ra, l'toiva. In other words, we're not necessarily, there's a very beautiful lashon of the Bnei Yisachar here, sh'yisrael alidei maseim b'toira, hoifchin shvitas ha'mazel l'chol asher yechfetzu. They can change the shvitas ha'mazel, the shofet. We're judged by the mazel, so to speak, we're this is our tolda, this is our destination, but through our maseim, our connection to Torah, we can mahapach everything. Ein mazel Yisrael. In other words, mazel is the teva. That's our nature. That's the tolda. Torah is l'maylam in a teva. Torah is from the Eibishter, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's l'mayla min ha-teva. So we're not bound by teva, as long as we're connected to Torah, which is lemaila min ha-teva, which is above teva. So, Neisosk takes it a step further. If we understand what al-mazel is, we understand that al-mazel is actually a delir, which is lemaila min ha-teva. What does that mean? So firstly, we have to remember this idea that al-mazel is al-teva, al-tulda, so to speak, our destiny. And then when we connect to Torah, the Lashon is al-idei maseim b'Torah, through our connection to Torah, our learning of Torah, following the Torah, we can go beyond al-mazel to a-mazel Yisrael.
So when, what does mazel mean, literally?
Mazel means your, so to speak, your destiny, your mazel. I mean, in here it refers to our zodiac signs. What does that mean? I don't exactly know how the signs work and a mashpia, but all over Shas and Gemara we have this tension between, on one hand there's a mazel, on the other hand, a mazel Yisrael. We're not connected, right? So I'm going to stick to the Bnei Soska, the Bnei Soska learns that we have a mazel, we have a tolda. I'm going to give you an example from Chumash now. And we are able to go beyond, so to speak, what is destined, what should have happened. What's a simple example? The example from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, remember, he says to the Eibishter, I know I'm not my, that Eliezer, Eved Avraham, is going to be my Yoirish. Right? What does Hashem say to Avraham Avinu? Did I put the pasuk here? Hashem says to Avraham, no. Eliezer is not going to be your Yerush. Hoitzi v'yoytze oysa chutza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Avraham outside. He says, Habeit HaShemayimah, look up, right? Sferes Chachomim, koi zeracha. So Hashem takes him out, and he says, look at the stars. That's how you're, koi zeracha, that's how many children you're going to have. Meaning you are going to have a son. So what does it mean? The Yoytza Yisachutza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him outside. So Rashi brings down the Medrash. What does Rashi say? Say, mi'istagninus shulcha. Go out from your mazel. Avram lo yehelid. Avram will give child, will have a child. In other words, clearly the Medrash, Rashi brings it down. There was a certain mazel that according to nature, Avram could not have a child. That's what does it mean, mazel? Naturally, your destiny, you can't have children. That's why Sunday we go for a bracha. What do we daven? We daven is sometimes naturally we don't deserve a sin bracha. We daven to Hashem to be mahabach, to go l'mayim min ha-teva. Al-teva doesn't deserve it. So tseim etztagninu shulcha, go out from your mazel, above the kechavim, above mazel. How the kechavim, ha-mashpia, mazel, I don't know. As I state. So go out from your mazel, and that, so therefore we already see with Avram, on one hand, Bnei Yisrael have a tulda, a mazel, on the other hand, we go out from our mazel, with the help, the Eibishter can take us out, l'mayla min ha-teva, above the kechavim, and we can be zoiche to something beyond what naturally destiny should have called for. But then we have to understand what is the delay? What is the mazel delay? And this is the beauty of Bnei Yisrael, that our mazel, our nature is delay. So what is a delay? What is a bucket? A bucket is a receptacle. It's a jug. And what does the receptacle use? You go to the well and you draw water. So the lashon of the Bnei Soskir is a deli is an eved meshamish elamayim, a servant who is there for the water. What is water? You have the Makar over here, and the Gemara, the famous Gemara, the ein mayim el Torah. Water is Torah. L'makim gevoya, l'makim namach, the Eibishter brings down the Torah. Torah is water. So what is a deli? Eved meshamish elamayim. It's a servant. It's there for the water. Why do you need a bucket? because you need water. What is the mazel of a yid? We are a deli. We are a receptacle for what? For Torah, Hashem's Torah. That is our muhus, that is our metzias. The metzias, so when he says, he brings down from the Kadmonim, the Ebenezer, he brings out the Makairis, that what is the mazel of a yid? The mazel of Yisrael is a deli. And we think to ourselves, what do you mean? We have a mazel, a mazel Yisrael, the Gemara Shabbos. Elmai, our mazel is that we're a deli, we're a receptacle for Torah, and we have to be committed like an eved to the Odin, to be committed to Torah. Automatically, when we are a deli, that's our mazel, and we're committed to Torah through Torah, a mazel Yisrael. Now, Kedarki B'Kodesh, the B'nai Soskar has a yam of Ramazim and Droshes and Gematrias to highlight how all through Torah we see this idea of a Dili, that a Yid, our very Mahus, what we would say in English, our DNA is to be a Dili, a receptacle for Torah, for Hashem's Torah. So he has one or two. So firstly, we saw already by Avram already beginning. But who was Avram's servant? Eliezer. Pardon? Yeah. Who was Avram's servant? Avram's servant was Eliezer. So you think of a servant. So Eliezer, Damascus Eliezer. So the simple pshat is, he's from Damascus. Rashi brings it down. But Rashi also brings down the Medrash. Damascus, what is the Medrash? Damascus, Doyle umashke mitoiras rabbi lacherim. That's the Lashon. Mitoirosu shor rabbi lacherim. Gemara Numa. In other words, when we look at Torah, and we look at the Ovis, we look at the Sipurim in Torah, what's the famous Ramban? That Ovis Simin Labonim. Maisa Ovis Simin Labonim. Maisa Ovis Simin Labonim. Whatever we read in Torah, by the Maisa Ovis, that's a Simin Labonim. That's who we are. The whole idea that you have Eliezer, what was Eliezer? An ever to his other, to his master, the Makor of Torah. Avram was the connection to Hashem. And he was Ever Avram. And he called, what is Ever Avram? That Doyle Umashke Mitoiris Rabbi Lacherim. That our being, to be an Ever Avram, is to be domestic Eliezer. Domestic Eliezer. What does it mean? Doyle Umashke. The Ayid, the first stories, the beginning of our source, our roots, is to be doyle umashke, to be a receptacle, to be a medium for Hashem's Torah in this world. Actually, the diak in the Gemara is not only his doyle, because you think of a well. I take a bucket. I go to the well. I want to get water. So that's doyle. But the Gemara and the Medrash is medayek. It's not only doyle umashke mitoiras rabbi lacherim. So it seems like the mazel of a yid has to be a deli. We have to be a receptacle. We have to be given over. We have to be nisbatel to the Torah, to Hashem's will, to the rotzen Hashem. But it's not only enough to be doyla. It's not only enough to learn. Lilmeid has to be umashke lacherim. We have to teach others. Lilmeid ulalamed. Lilmeid ulalamed. To be marbitz Torah. That's the dik, that's the Lashon HaGemara. So it seems like, what does it mean in Mazel that we have to be a Dli? We have to be Doyle or Mashke. Then another Remez, on the top of the on the page on the other side, Avram sends Eliezer on a Shlichas to find a Zivug for his son Yitzchak. But Yitzchak Yikorel Chazera, where do we come from? Come from Avram. Where do we come from Avram? From Yitzchak. So the first Shidduch is the beginning of Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael. And where is the... if you look at the Pasuk, we all know the story. Eliezer goes to look, he's looking for a Siman, he davens to Hashem, he should find the right one. Vahoya Nara Shoimelea Hatino Chadeich Veeshta, the woman, the young woman who will say, take your kadeich, your receptacle, Yad Veeshta, Vahomer Shase Vigamgam Alecha Ashka, Oy Sechachtalatachal Yitchok. What is the simon? The simon is the woman who will take her kad, her jug, and she'll say, I'll give to you the gam for your gemolim, for your camels. Oh, that is the right one. So we all know from Rosh Hashanah, from our Suda, simona milsoho. Everything's a simon, and a simon has meaning. So when we learn the Chumash, usually what do we say? What was the simon that Eliezer was looking for? Avraham was famous for his achnasas orchim. He was the Baal Chesed. So he was looking, the right zivug for Yitzchak is a balas chesed. It's a passing to kashidach, right? She's a balas chesed. Says the Bnei Yisoscher, the simon over here is kadech. What is a kad? A kad is a deli. A yid, the beginning of Klal Yisrael, the first zivug, the first mishpacha, the beginning of all of us, the mahus of a yid is a kad. Is a deli. We're a receptacle for Torah. Doilo umashma Torah's rabbi. In fact, I don't have a chumash on me right now, but if you start reading the psukim, you'll read the psukim there. The word kad keeps coming up constantly. I'm running out of time. But look in the psukim, you'll see kad, kad, kadeh, non-stop. And you could read the psukim without it.
Yeah, she was the one that poured the water towards Eliezer, and Eliezer was the one that was the one receiving. So is it the cut as a vessel, or is it the cut as a receptacle, or the one that's pouring? I'm not quite clear.
So firstly, there's always both parts of it. The way I understand how he's learning, he said, is not looking at the sipper. Eliezer could have asked for many, many simonim. Could have asked for, I'll see, we have a nach. The first woman who walks out, oh, that's a simon. Could be many. The way I understand the Bnei Sos, what he's saying, is the fact that it was dafka this, with a kad and a jug, and he keeps repeating it, he goes back and forth, oh, this is a simon milsa. The beginning of Klal Yisrael is that we're a deli. We're given over to the... Now, where do we find, we're talking about that Deli, the Mazel Deli is the Mazel of Shvat. So we already see in the concept of Tulda, Teva, Lemayel Min HaTeva from Avram, we see the idea that a Yid is the beginnings by Eliezer, that we're a Deli, we're Doilu, Mashkim, Toyes Rabbi, we see by Rivka. Where do we see in the Chumash the connection of Shvat to this idea of Deli, of Torah? That we're a dli for Torah. So really, if you look through Chumash, most of the dates we know are from Medrash. Right? Medrash, Gemara. Really, the Gemara often try to figure out dates from when birth is. But to actually say, you know, I think the only Yortzeit, if I'm not mistaken, right? The only Yortzeit written with the date is Aaron HaKoyen. Right? Moshe Rabbein is not written. It's not written in the Torah Shebiksav. It's Torah Shebaper. It's always Medrash or Gemara. But we have a date. You see in the middle, in the beginning of Devarim, Vahi Barboim Shana Basti Osa Chedosh Be'echad L'Chedosh. Rosh Chedosh Shvat, in the 40th year, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's his last, what does it say? Hoyo Moshe Beres HaTayra Azayis. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do from Rosh Chedosh till Zayin Adar? The whole month of Shvat, Beres HaTayra Azayis. He explained, he expounded, he taught the Torah. What is a Rashi or Balaturim over there? B'shivim Lashon. Right? Be'er is the Torah. It's B'shivim Lashon. I think there's a gematria there from the Balaturim. I have to look it up. But in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, the mazel of Shvat is to be a deli. And deli is... Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah. He brought the Torah from Har Sinai Lamaila. Moshe Kibbul Torah Masina. It was Makabel. It was like Doila. Moshe Kibbul Torah. Umashke Hoyl Moshe Beretz HaTorah Zoyis. He was mashke. And he wanted to make sure that all of us understood, even if from Australia, from England, he was masbir in English, in Yiddish, b'shivim lashin, that every Yid should understand Torah. There's no such thing you can say, oh, the Torah is for Eretz Yisrael, the Torah is for a base medrash. No, every Yid, the muhus of a Yid, the mazel of a Yid is to be a Dili. A Dili is, we are shaykh to Torah, we're a receptacle for Torah, we're a medium for Torah, to be mekabel Torah Hashem, to be doila, and to be mashke, to be marbit Torah, to be mashke, mashke Torah Dvar Hashem. And that we already see in the Torah in Parshas Devarim. So I want to share a vart which is connected to this. Everyone's familiar with the Gemara in Nida, the Darash Reb Simin Loi. Loma Vlad Doime, what is it when a child is Vlad B'mei Ima, when a child, a baby, is in the mother's womb? So the Gemara over there, Nida says, Loma Vlad Doime, and it goes through the Pinkish Mekupo. The Gemara describes how it's folded over, the head in the Birkayim, folded over where the hands are, and the whole thing, and the Tabur and taken from the mother, etc., etc. Then the Gemara says that the Uber has a Ner Doluka Roshay, has a candle. I don't know what that means exactly, but as I state, a Ner Doluka Roshay. V'tsoifu mabit misoifei l'mat soifei. He looks, the child looks from one end of the world to the other. Tsoif is Meloshin like Ruach Tsoifim is Ruach HaKodesh, is Nevuah, right? The Gemara Megillah, Tsoifim is the... Is Nevuah. So it has Nevuah. Umelamdim is Kolateira Kula. The Uber learned, famous. By every bris we hear it. Umelamdim is Kolateira Kula. Kiven Shiotsu Lavi Ra'ilam. Right? Soitra Piv. The Malach gives a patch on the face, on the mouth. Right? Everyone knows the story with the Belzeruv. It was a Yid who was born with the whole Torah, right? But Soitra Piv, Meshach, and he forgets the entire Torah. Frek the Satmaruv, I don't understand. He gives him a patch, Soitra Piv, and he forgets all the Torah. But he also had the child also had a Ner Doluk, and he was also Tsoifa Mabit, he was a Novi. So Lechera, every child born, it only was, the Gemara says he forgets all his Torah. But it doesn't say that he loses his talents and ability to be a Novi. So how many Yidden do you know are born are Tsefer Mabit? I know it didn't happen with me. Mistama doesn't happen so often. Right? Are you born? Elamai is up to Satmarov, Rabbi Yoilish. What does he say? He says, when a Yid forgets Torah, doesn't have a Shaykh to Torah, as Nishkan Novi, Nishkan Nerdolok, is garnished. There's nothing left. Because the whole Mahus, the Metzias of a Yid, is Torah. So once we're born and we forget all the Torah, now we have to be a male in the Torah. We have to work. But Mistoma, it's a lot easier that we once knew it. A Masechta you once learned, even though you forgot, it's easier. Girsa de Yankus is always easier. So this is the real Girsa de Yankus, is the Torah we learned from the Malach in the Uber. So that is the Nakuda of the Vort of the Mnei Soska. So I want to just take it a little bit further about what does it mean a Dali? What does it mean to... Obviously we have to be connected to Torah, we have to do all the mitzvahs, we have to be learned. A meilim b'Torah, v'gisa b'yoyim v'layla. To be receptive, to be marbit Torah. And therefore, automatically, the fact that we're doilo mashke, we're a makabel of Torah, and we're doilo mashke, and we're committed to Torah, we're involved, we're a receptacle for Torah, automatically, ein mazal Yisrael. But there's perhaps another explanation in the tour, not another, but another level. The tour... The Balatanya in Likut Torah, he says, what does it mean, Ein Mazal Yisrael? Ein Mazel Yisrael, he says, Ein is Ayin. Ayin Mazel Yisrael. What is Ayin? So first, Baal Tanya brings down from the Kisvei Arizal, the Ayin is the Madrega, either he brings two Mekoyers, either Keser or Chochma. But what does it mean, a Madrega that is beyond all the Olamos? And in simple terminology, what does it mean, Ayin? To be totally nullified to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, totally nisbatel, bottle to Hashem, that Ayin, Mazal Yisrael, that when we are Ayin, we are given over, we are committed to Torah in a complete way, in a way that we are totally bottle to Hashem, and we are Madrega of a Chochma, which is Koyach Ma, we say Moshe Rabbeinu, V'nachnu Ma, right? He was totally, Moshe Rabbeinu was totally bottled, Madrega of Chochma. So then, Ayin, we are nullified, then Ein Mazal Yisrael. On that Madrega, there's Ein Mazal Yisrael. When we are a Mitzias, we're filled with our ego, then sometimes Mazal, where there's Teva. When we go beyond our ego, to Ayin, to a place beyond, we're committed only to Torah, like Moshe Rabbeinu. We can't reach the Madrega Moshe, but Ke'ilu, Ke'ein, Halavai. So then we're Ayin, Ayin, Ein Mazal Yisrael. So where do you see this idea where in Torah you have this idea of, so there's the tour, Simen Mem Zayin, Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah Ma'od Tzorich Lizoy Ba, Kedisa Ben Adorim. You have to be exceedingly careful in Birchas HaTorah. And the Torah brings down the Gemara in Nedarim, which I'm sure many learned in Daf Yomi, it's a long Torah, but the Torah brings down the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Al Ma'ov Da'aretz. Why was there such destruction? Why was it so terrible? Golus. It also says, why the Tamidei Chachamim don't have children, or Tamidei Chachamim, the whole Gemara over there. And then the Maskara of the Gemara says, Omer Yehuda, Omer Rav, Loim She'ein Mevarchim B'Torah Tchila. Why of the Haaret? Why does Oynish, this terrible Oynish come? Because they didn't say Birchas HaTorah before they learned Torah. Frek the Bach, V'ikir Litzmaya Tuva, Loma Yotzik Kizoyis Mulfanev La'anisham Bo'Oynish Godol. I don't understand, the Bach says. Such a oynish amal of the earth. V'ram k'zeh al shaloi baruch b'toyer tchila. Shulachoyre aveir kala. Of course you have to say a bracha before Birchas HaTorah. But such an oynish, golus, and all described in the Gemara and the Dorim. I wouldn't say it, but the Bach says it. Aveir kala. So then, the Bach has a very barichas, recommend to look at it. The Kavanasi Yizbarach Ma'il Ma'isa Shni Asukim B'Toyer Kidei Shetis Atzim Nishmaseinu Ba'atzmus Veruchnius Ukedushus Mekoyer Meitza Atayra. It's a Lashon of the Bach that sounds like it comes from a Chassidish Sefer. But the Bach says that we have to learn Torah in way Nisatzim Nishmaseinu. Our Neshama becomes one. We totally Nisbatel. This is the Nekud of Ayin. Nisatzim Beruchnius Ukedushus Mekoyer Meitza Atayra in the Kedusha of Torah. So what's the word Shloi Baruch HaBatayra Tchila? Lav Dafka, they didn't say the words. But when they learned Torah, they forgot the Nosen HaTorah, the Mekor of the Kedushas HaTorah. And the Mekor of the Kedushas HaTorah takes us to a place of Ayin, of Ein Mazal Yisrael. So we talk a Dili. But according to the way the Baal Tanya learns, and the Bach, it's very, very clear from the Bach, it's not enough just, of course we have to learn Torah. We have to learn Torah not to forget Kedushas HaTorah. Baruch Shalei Baruch HaTorah Tchila means Noisen HaTorah. This idea of Zocha, Nasalei Samachayim, Lei Zocha Chas V'Sholem is Lehepach. And that's the idea of a Dili. So I want to conclude the Lashon of the Bnei Soskar. He also brings down that the letter of Shvat is Tzadik. Va'amech kulun tzadikim, kiven shemazlam gam ba'olam hazeh, who mazel han nivra l'day ois tzadi, that the mazel is nivra through ois tzadi, through the dibur of Hashem, the letter tzadik, who yis simen ha-gu'ula losi b'meheira tzemech tzadik, he quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah, kidu ha-chazal, the maimer ha-chazal, who be'eis ashe yisroimam karnam u'mazlam shel yisro la'ad. That Shvat, where is mazel d'li, is our dedication, commitment, that we're a receptacle of the Torah, we're doilo mashkim the Torah, and we're nisatzim at the Loshon HaBach, b'kedushosi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the kedushas of Torah, and then we'll be zoicha like, as the Loshon of the Bnei Soskar, yisroimam karnam u'mazlam shel yisro lad, that our mazel should be elevated, and we should be zoicha to the geula shleima.
Right. So, when I'm going to catch you, I'm going to